For this upcoming episode of Love Exchange, a listener discretion is advised. As you know, I talk about all kinds of things. This upcoming one is silly, but yet I do talk about a lot of raunchy sex stuff. So if you plan to listen to this, make sure you're with a mature adult. I wouldn't advise it with if you're with children, especially if the ones that ask a lot of questions, because you will be asked a lot of questions for these terms. Or if they're a teenager, you'll probably see them sink down to their seats. If you are in a car, they're gonna probably want to fling themselves out the door if they're gonna listen to this with you, if you are a parent. If you are a child, if you are, you know, an adult listening to this with your parents, you will also do the same. You will sink down to your seat and feel like killing yourself of embarrassment. I'm not exaggerating. I'm sure if I heard this with my mom, I would cry. It's not that bad as you think. I'm just saying, when you're in a really awkward situation, you just don't want to be around your parents. Anyway, well, enjoy the show. Hey everyone, this is Lady Jig with another episode of Love Exchange. So I want to keep this kind of fun and somewhat silly. Let's talk about those uncommon sex terms. Yow! As you know, this podcast is about love, sex, dating, and relationships. Now, talking about sex in general can be interesting and somewhat gross. And I was doing research for this episode on the uncommon sex terms. And honestly, you can go down a really deep, 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 deep rabbit hole of all kinds of shit, right? I mean, I'm serious. Like, you can talk about different types of sex positions that are not really common, and they have all kinds of names for it. You could do that, or there's even the common terms that we know. There's that. It's just like so many. As I'm talking about like the different sex positions, like the uncommon ones, like I wish you could see my face. It's really like I'm like really grossed out. You know when you're gross and you make a scrunchy face. You know, you're just like, because I just read one and I was like, I don't want to talk about this. But since I'm kind of bringing this up, I'm just going to bring up, because I searched uncommon sex terms, and one of the results was the 10 grossest sex acts as described by Urban Dictionary. This is this was articles from Jezebel.com. This was from August of 2014. Now, I just want to take a little scrolly scroll scroll just to see what kind of terms we're talking about. And the first one that showed up in this list was, or not the first one, the second one is called the Alabama Hot Pocket. Now, I was so afraid and worried about reading this because I'm like, what am I doing? Because once you read something, you can't unread it necessarily. I mean, I think you can kind of forget it for the most part. But anyway, the Alabama Hot Pocket. The first definition is, quote, the art of separating the vagina lips and taking a shat inside, parentheses, and possibly having sex with it afterwards. I don't feel good, guys, reading this. And there's like a second definition. The Alabama Hot Pocket is a special fetish maneuver that roughly involves taking a shit into a woman's vagina, typically followed up by a good old fucking. Yeah, I can't read this one anymore. It's the second one is a longer definition, but I'm just reading the first part. And the third one is like a vindictive procedure where a man or a condom uses alignment such as Icy Hot or Bengay type heating rub as a condom lubricant applied only to the exterior of the condom to give a sexual partner, usually a woman, a nasty, painful surprise. That is so gross. Like, this is my first time reading this in general. So I am actually recording this, so that's why you can probably tell the way I'm reading it. It's almost like I'm like slow, like I'm inching the words, like meaning like I'm taking my time into reading it. Like it's almost like that roller coaster that you're writing for the first time. Like you don't know what to expect. I mean, from afar, you can kind of see, okay, I'm going to be upside down and blah, 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 you know, all kinds of shit, right? But this one, I'm like, oh my God, what am I doing? Where is this roller coaster taking me? I'm so scared. Why am I reading this? I'm reading this in front of people. Ah! So anyway, that is the Alabama Hot Pocket. And I'm not going to read the rest of this list because I'm somewhat grossed out. You know, as much as I am a sex positive person, as I've said before, doesn't mean I need to know everything. Doesn't mean I need to know all kinds of acts that all kinds of people do. Sometimes I prefer y'all keep that to yourself because that is nasty. I mean, hey. I've said this before, sex can be beautiful, but sex is dirty and nasty, okay? I don't care if you don't agree with that. I said that to one dude, he's like, no, it's not gross. I'm like, it is, dude. Like, just think about what you're doing with another person. You know what I'm saying? Like, the guy's fluids going inside a woman, that's just gross. That's gross. Who? Why? It's gross. There's a reason why it feels good. God made it feel good. So that we can produce. If it didn't feel good, we're not going to be doing it and we won't have children. There's a reason why it feels good, okay? Because there's so many things against it, meaning like, you could get an STD, right? But we still do it because it feels good. We can have all kinds of things in our bodies, but we do it anyway because it feels good. You know, some of us may not want to have kids. Right, we wear condoms so we can still have the pleasure, but we still have the sex because it feels good. So bottom line, it feels good, so that's why people do it. At least that's the number one thing. I'm sure another reason is reproduction, blah blah blah, we all know that. But anyway, again, let's go back to what this episode is really about, and that is uncommon sex terms. Now don't get me wrong here, like I said, I don't know everything when it comes to dating, sex, and relationships. I just have a lot of insight. I just have a lot of opinion. I'm analytical. I'm critical of almost everything, you know, not just on these topics, but everything in life. But I want to do this because this one was fun, right? And let's see. So when I search uncommon sex terms, I'm actually going to use the website betches.com, BETCHES.com. And their title is The 10 Sex Terms You Don't Know and Are Too Embarrassed to Ask About. Now, let me see. I might not go everything. If I do, I'm not going to go through everything. Only the ones I didn't even know until I read this article. Here we go, guys. Number one, truffle butter. Now, for those who have not heard that, can you guess what this term means? Can you guess? I'll give you a moment. Okay. Now, when I first read this term, I just thought this has to do with something fluids, you know, it's like urine. Because you think of butter, you think it's kind of yellowy, you know, so is this like a urine related type of exchange? Like, I don't know, I was just grossed out. But pretty much it says here, Nicki Minaj wrote an entire song about this one. But if Googling it somehow slipped your mind and it's too late to ask anyone, here is what truffle butter is. So it is going from anal sex to vaginal sex. It's the tan shit, possibly, literally, around your vagina. Now, okay, ew. And yeah, like what it says here, does anybody realize that's a UTI waiting to happen? Oh, God. There's just some things I would not do if it will cause harm. I mean, I get it. There's some acts that it's kind of painful. It's kind of painful, but I'm okay with it. But there's some things that like, I might get a UTI from this. I don't think so, bro. Yeah. So there's that. Number two, chode. I know what chode is. I mean, I've heard it through the grapevine and shit like that. May have seen a few, maybe. but if you don't know what it is a short fat dick. That's what it is. I will keep it at that. Cream pie is number three. Let's see. Yeah, you can hear there are different definitions, but the basic one is when a dude's semen drips out of a woman's thing after sex. Yeah. Because somewhere will literally lick anything out of a vagina. Okay, that's gross. So basically also when it drips, supposedly the other person will like lick it from that area. It is gross, man. Who are these effing people doing this? Number four, bukkake. First of all, that word alone is gross. Like, it's just a dirty, gross word in general. Like, even if you didn't tell me it was a sex-related term, I would have been like, what is that? Bukkake? It's just, like, they already have the word cocky in it. You're just like, ugh. You know, is it like a nasty food thing, you know, that no one eats, only a few people in the world? I don't know. But, you know, if you don't know what it is, it's when a bunch of dudes jack off onto a woman's body. Mm-hmm. That's basically that. And gross. That is gross. I really wonder who wins in this situation. Like, I mean, you have all these guys gathered around. There's one chick and they're all like, you know what I'm saying? Disposing their juices onto one woman. Like, how would you, if I was a guy and I had eye contact with another guy while I was doing, does that feel good or is that weird? Like, what is that? I don't know how, oh my gosh, I don't know. Listen to my reaction. I'm almost lost for words here. I'm mumbling and saying all kinds of gibberish. Five, unicorn. Now, I'm just going to just take a, I already read this paragraph. So, basically, unicorn is, someone who plays for both sides of the team, you know, and I guess is a common term in like bisexuals. And it's a nickname for a chick who joins a heterosexual couple for a threesome and enjoys it for some reason. So yeah, there's that. And they're called unicorns because they're rare. They're rare. Very, very rare. Number six, tossing salad. Now I knew this. You know how I learned this? I learned this from Chris Rock's, one of his old stand-ups. And I was like, tossing my salad, you know? That's my impression of Chris Rock. And I was like, oh, okay. That's what he's talking about. Gotcha. But it's literally just going down on someone's asshole. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How did they get that term, by the way? Like, is our assholes like salad? You know what I mean? Like, who made that up? Who? Like, these terms are really interesting. Unicorn makes a bukkake. I don't get cream pie. I can't understand cream pie. Chode. I mean, chode, it almost sounds like it is a short dick in general looking at it. Eskimo sisters is number seven. So,
wow.
We did an entire guide to the concept of Eskimo sisters. This is betches.com. They did that. But just skimming through, it's basically when two women have had sex with the same person. I've heard also Eskimo brothers. My friend told me about penis cousins. I'm sure there's a lot more terms out there on this one. So, yeah. Yeah. I don't know if you ever had that, guys, where you had a friend and y'all discovered y'all had sex with that person. Would you still be friends with them? It depends, right? I mean, if it was like a long time ago, like if I had a friend who had sex with guy one and like 5 years ago, and then I had sex with him 5 years later, I don't think it should ruin a friendship. That's just me, okay? What did they say? Hoes versus, what is that? Oh, fuck. Bros first. Oh, God. I don't know anything ever. I'm embarrassed. Hold on. I'm going to pause here. Okay, I'm back, and now I know what I'm talking about. It's bros before hoes. Now, there should be one for sisters. Can someone make one up? Maybe I will. I'm sure there's one out there. Maybe I should do that as the next segment here. Number eight, bloodhound. I just think of dogs here, but a bloodhound is when a guy is down to have sex with a woman who's on her period.
Oh, my God.
And I was laughing at this article because they were like, also known as men? I was reading this article with my friend on the phone and he was like, is that really a thing? Because I think it's more on, there should be a term for men who don't like to have sex with women on their period. Maybe that's a thing. And I kind of took a moment and pause and thought about this because, yeah, I guess there are guys okay with women. having their periods. But, you know, I think I talked about this a little bit. Some guys think that if they don't wear a condom and they just have sex without a condom, that the woman would not get pregnant if they're on their period. The chances are slim, yes, but there is a chance, guys. The chance is still there to be had, okay? That women can still get pregnant. And let alone there's still diseases to be had as well, okay? So don't be dumbasses, okay? Don't be motherfucking dumbasses to not wear a condom. Always wear a condom. Always, always, always. Unless you are, you know, tested, right? And she's tested, you're both tested, you know what's up, and you are okay with that, then by all means, right? But if, like, you just met the fool one night and y'all fucking, y'all wear a condom. I'm telling you now, wear a condom. It's not worth it. Number 9, scissoring. Wait, I said scissoring, not sawing. That's horrible. That's a horrible feeling and thought. Stop it. It's scissoring. Hey, I said stop it. Seriously, it's scissoring, not sawing.
But we don't have a scissor sound effects.
What? Seriously? All you gotta do, take a pair of scissors, put in the mic, scissor, scissor, scissor. Have you thought of that?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Bitch.
Whatever. It's so hard to find good help these days. Anyway. Now, I'm gonna be honest here. I learned about scissoring through South Park. Good old South Park. So educational, and yet gets criticized for their raunchy comedy sometimes. But you know what? They taught me scissoring, so thank you. Not how to do it, per se. Well, kind of. I don't know. but scissoring is when two women rub their clits and or lady bits together until someone comes or until they get bored. Okay? I guess they get bored sometimes. I work out and I follow Jillian Michaels' workout DVDs. I love her. She's great. She has a good balance of cardio, muscle and weights, you know, all of that. She had one exercise that she was like, okay, this is called the scissor. And I was like, oh, really? All right. I'm going to be mature about this. I'm not going to laugh. I was by myself in my room, but I think my boyfriend had walked in and she said that and he started laughing. And I was like, I know. Why? Why did she call this? But that was the past. And I think I do that workout still. You know, it helps your abs, guys. It helps your abs. Number 10, pegging. Now, when I read this article, this is my first time reading the term, but I kind of guess what it is, pegging. Pegging is when a woman wears a strap on and fucks a man. Yes, up the a-hole. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's pegging. All right, everyone. I hope you enjoyed that exciting and tasty list of uncommon sex terms by betches.com, BETCHES.com. And although I did know of those, not saying I do them, I just know of them, reading out loud was still disgusting. Reading out loud, I didn't feel good inside, as you might have realize as you're listening to this. Now, before I go into the end of this episode, I want to share a story of me and learning of a particular sex term. I was 20 years old. I just transferred to San Francisco State University, or not just, but I was very not young, but yeah, I was young for sure. Young. I was 20 years old. And I became an officer for a student organization at my school, at my college. And our organization has an office. And in that office, everyone has a designated part or spot in a cork board. So there's cork boards all around the office. And then so each coordinator had their own spot at the cork board where they can post things or do whatever, right? Now, me being the innocent and generous person that I am, I, you know, at that time bought bags of tea, a lot of them, to the point where, like, you know, I gotta hand some out because it's a lot for me to drink, blah, blah. What I did was, is that I took my spot of the cork board as an opportunity to just offer it to people who go into the office, right? And so I go, hey, everyone, feel free to get a tea bag from here. Now, do you guys know what a tea bag is in terms of sex terms? You know, it's when like the guy's balls dip into the woman's mouth. Anyway, that is just what it is. Okay. And I didn't know that because, again, I was like innocent and I didn't know shit. Da, da, da. And I didn't know what it meant. So I wrote that acting like, okay, I'm being nice here. Here it is. One day I come back to the office and people are reacting and laughing. And I'm like, oh, it's funny. Da, da. And they're like, it's your thing, dude. What you posted up. I'm like, what's wrong with it? I'm just offering tea bags. And they start laughing some more. And they explain to me, you know what that means, right? And I was like, oh, fuck me, you know? So I changed it and I go, well, feel free to have a bag of tea, for fuck's sakes, guys. Anyway, you know, those kind of jokes will never go old. I think it was the most hilarious thing looking back at it now. I was somewhat embarrassed, but whatever. I think it's still a good story to tell because here I am retelling this story. So I hope you enjoy that. Tea bags, bags of tea. I would stick to bags of tea, you know, just to avoid any humiliation, embarrassment. Yeah, so that was interesting. Anyway. Bags of tea, not tea bags, guys, not tea bags. Unless that's what you want, then okay, then communicate to your partner. Hey, as much as it was fun recording this whole episode on uncommon sex terms, I do want to leave this with a somewhat serious note. Make sure that if you're going to attempt or do any of these sex acts, that you are communicating clearly with your partner about them and you know the risk, right? For example, the truffle butter, something with butter, like the one in the beginning that I was talking about. That's really risque. There is a possibility for a UTI there. You know, I'm just saying, know the possible health risks when performing any of these acts. And also be aware of the status of your partner, etc., etc. Let's all be safe. You know what I mean? Like, I've said this numerous times. You can have sex with other people, multiple partners, that's fine. But you need to practice safe sex. Wear the condoms. Get tested. Communicate to your partner. That's all it is. Respect them. If they don't want to do a sex act and you do, respect their answer that it's a no, right? And move on, do something else. There are tons of ways to have fun and have pleasure with your partner. You don't have to do those sex acts, but if you have to and they won't, then you're not gonna do it. You're gonna move on, find someone else. I'm just saying. So just be safe out there, everyone, to yourself and to others. Yeah, so anyway, that's about it. I hope, you know, you guys are all having a great 2019 so far. It is the 12th day of 2019. So, you know, the new year is practically still new. It's a little baby. It's a little infant. You know what I mean? Let's nurture the infant. The infant will make mistakes, will cry and be hungry, but we will nurture it into a full adult so that by the end of this year, into 2020, they will be a good and good human being, hopefully. That's all we want to hope, right? Really, really? Anyway, this is Lady Jig of A Love Exchange. Be good to yourself and be good to others. Peace. Boom.